Several years ago, the state sued Johnson Controls and Tyco for failing to notify the state of PFAS contamination that the companies discovered in 2013. Tyco didn't alert the state about the release of chemicals from its fire training facility until 4 years later. Town of Peshtigo resident Cindy Boyle says she hopes the state will update residents on the settlement and that funds would benefit the Marinette and Peshtigo area.
I would hope that those dollars are earmarked toward actually working toward the repair and resolution of those environmental harms and damages.
A Tyco spokesperson says it's pleased the agreement being finalized with the state recognizes its work to address PFAS since 2017. The Department of Justice has been seeking damages to complete investigation and cleanup there. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.